World Sport from the BBC with Lee James. Coming up, European giants Bayern Munich and Inter Milan both have to overturn deficits in the Champions League. Liverpool are hoping for a change in fortunes in the Merseyside derby. And the world number one Novak Djokovic beats his opponents and a virus to progress in the Masters Series tennis. Let's start with football, and two European champions are hoping to overturn first leg deficits to reach the quarterfinals of this season's Champions League later on Tuesday night. The 2010 winners Inter Milan are trailing 1-0 to the French club Marseille going into the second leg at the San Siro, while the four-time European winners Bayern Munich's progression to the last eight is under threat after they lost 1-0 to the Swiss side Basel. Our football reporter Adi Adedoyin joins me now. And Adi, of the two sides, Inter will probably be under more pressure going into the tie.
Yeah, because it's been a real up-and-down season for them. They're currently seventh in the Serie A table, some 17 points behind their local rivals Milan. So the Champions League is their only real chance of winning any silverware this season. Now, the Inter manager Claudio Ranieri is clearly a man under pressure, who was very emotional and quite tearful after his side beat Chievo 2-0 last Friday to end a nine-game run without a win. And he hopes that will be a turning point in their season. And his midfielder Dejan Stankovic is fully aware of the size of the task ahead.
It won't be an easy match because we know Marseille very well. We know they've picked up more points away than at home in the group stage. So we'll have to keep a warm heart and a cool head for this match, as you would in any confrontation. We have to be patient and control the game, because then you can score at any time.
I should say, Lee, that Marseille have also struggled for form. They've lost their last four league games without scoring and have dropped down to eighth in the French table. And their manager Didier Deschamps knows they'll be up against the side with a lot to prove.
Inter will put us under a lot of pressure with the help of their supporters. So we have to be able to resist, but we must not be content with that. Our intention is to create problems for them, because if we have the good fortune to score a goal, then everything gets much more complicated for Inter.
So Deschamps looking to make it complicated for Inter then, Adi. Bayern Munich, they've also got to overcome this 1-0 deficit against Basel. They won't be short of motivation though, will they?
Yes, for one, they're playing at home. And secondly, of course, this year's final will be held in their stadium. Now, they'll go into this match full of confidence after a comprehensive 7-1 victory over Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga at the weekend. And their midfielder Bastian Schweinsteiger says they must trust in their home form, which has seen them win 11 of their last 12 European games at the Allianz Arena.
We have to believe in ourselves and use our strength at home, which we have shown often this season, like we did last Saturday. I trust in our team, and with the support of our fans, we can beat Basel.
And this will be by no means straightforward, because Basel are unbeaten in this year's competition, and they're hoping to become the first Swiss team to reach the last eight for 33 years.
Thanks very much, Shadi. Let's turn our attention now to another big encounter in the English Premier League this time. The Liverpool manager Kenny Dalglish believes Tuesday's Merseyside derby against their local rivals Everton is the perfect game for his side as they try to turn around their recent slump in form. Dalglish's side go into the showdown at Anfield, having lost their last three league games, but he's hoping for a strong reaction from his players.
Well, everybody just needs to stand up and be counted and stand together and see what we can do. It's a great game to play in. It's a fantastic atmosphere. Two clubs that have represented the city very proudly, and the city should be very proud that they've got two fantastic football clubs. Whether you're a red or a blue, it doesn't matter.
Everton will overtake Liverpool and move into seventh place in the Premier League table with a victory, which would be a perfect way to mark David Moyes' 10th anniversary in charge of the club. But despite being unbeaten in their last nine matches in all competitions, Moyes feels the respected form of the two sides will count for little in the Merseyside derby.
Well, it's tended to always be the other way around, you know. It's always been sort of Liverpool up in the form team, and we've been chasing it, and new people tend to say to me, well, the form goes out the window in a derby. So it does go out the window, and who knows? It's always been hard against Liverpool. Going to Anfield's been a notorious tough place, not just for Everton, but for any other team. And I'm sure it'll be no different.
Arsene Wenger has praised his side's character and relentless effort after Arsenal came from behind for the fourth successive Premier League game to beat Newcastle 2-1 at the Emirates Stadium on Monday night. After being written off earlier in the season, Arsenal are now just a point behind third place Tottenham, and Wenger says he was always confident his side would turn things around.
People forgot, I felt we lost three games in January with having all the four full backs out, you know. and even some centre backs out, and then of course it's much more difficult. But apart from that, when questioned, when the spirit, what I never did, because I live with the team every day, an exceptional spirit, and I'm happy that they are credited for it now.
Ricardo Teixeira, who stepped down from his role as head of the Brazilian Football Federation and the 2014 World Cup Organising Committee, is keeping his place on FIFA's Executive Committee. Football's world governing body has also confirmed it recognises José Maria Marin as Teixeira's successor. But will his departure after 23 years for health reasons have an impact on Brazil's preparation for the World Cup in 2014? Our South American football expert Tim Vickery has been assessing the situation.
Had this happened 9 years ago, I think it would have made an extraordinary difference, because it was in March 2003 that Brazil knew, to all intents and purposes, that it would stage the 2014 World Cup. What Teixeira did then was to effectively campaign for the number of host cities to be increased from 8 to 12, but he then refused to take responsibility for naming those host cities, and the decision was passed to FIFA for the first time ever. That decision didn't come out until the end of May 2009. Now, anyone acquainted with the way that things happen in Brazil will know that once you've got a delay of that magnitude, the costs are going to absolutely spiral. I think it's a World Cup that comes really with two certainties. Number one, it's going to cost the Brazilian taxpayer more than it should. Number two, the Brazilian taxpayer will receive less than he or she should in return. And a lot of the blame for that situation has to be put at the feet of Ricardo Teixeira.
The thoughts of Tim Vickery. On to tennis now on the BBC World Service, and the Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova became the latest player to pull out of the Masters Series at Indian Wells in the US because of a stomach bug that's threatening to overshadow the whole tournament. But the men's world number one, Novak Djokovic, is safely through to the fourth round. He overcame Kevin Anderson of South Africa in straight sets. The BBC's tennis correspondent Jonathan Overend has more.
Djokovic didn't appear at his full, incredible pace during the 1 hour 37 minute match, but he confirmed afterwards that he is feeling well and unaffected by the virus which has severely hit this tournament, with a total of 10 withdrawals. Major champions Francesca Schiavone and Petra Kvitova were the latest, with the tournament reiterating that it's affecting the whole area, not just the tennis site. Djokovic's main problem, on another beautiful California afternoon, was Kevin Anderson, the tall South African, a resilient opponent. The match was tighter than the 6-2, 6-3 scoreline suggests. There was an upset, meanwhile, with defeat for top 10 player Marty Fish by the Australian Matthew Ebden, and a controversial finish to the match. In the penultimate game, Fish was called by the umpire for hindrance after yelling out before the point was over. Serena Williams was called for a similar offence during last year's US Open final.
Tiger Woods has revealed that his Achilles injury isn't as bad as was first feared. The former world number one limped out of the PGA Tour event in Doral, Florida at the weekend, prompting fears that he could miss the first major of the year, the US Masters at Augusta next month. However, following a scan, Woods posted a message on the social networking site Twitter, saying it was just a mild strain and he expects to be back in action next week. India have set Sri Lanka a massive 305 to win the latest match in cricket's Asia Cup in Dhaka. India recovered after losing the early wicket of Sachin Tendulkar for 6 to reach 304 for 3 from their 50 overs, with centuries from Gautam Gambhir and Virat Kohli. And Derrick Rose scored 32 points as the Chicago Bulls beat New York 104-99 on Monday night. It was the Knicks' 6th straight loss. Rose also had 6 rebounds and 7 assists for the Bulls, who achieved their 10th win in 11 games. It maintains their position at the top of the Eastern Conference. While Tony Parker scored 31 points as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Washington Wizards to close the gap on the Western Conference leaders.